Earlier this year, the House Ethics Committee put on hold an investigation into allegations that McMorris Rodgers improperly commingled campaign and official funds. Then this week, the Congresswoman's former press secretary sent a letter to journalists accusing her of retribution in connection with the ethics complaint. Todd Weiner says the Ethics Committee is now investigating McMorris Rodgers' efforts to intimidate him for cooperating with the investigation, and that the committee found numerous examples of her breaking House rules, banning use of taxpayer money for campaign purposes. Now, Spokane County Democrats want the Ethics Committee to move forward again on the investigation before the November election. Jim Castro Lang is the Democratic County Chair.
Why wait? Either figure out that she did nothing wrong and everybody's out to get her or something like that, or, you know, let's get to the bottom of what she did do wrong and how serious it is, how substantial. The 400-page report is pretty substantial, and if what's in that report is true, she's lost perspective on the boundaries between campaigning and her office.
Castro Lang says he sent a letter to each member of the Ethics Committee this week asking that they resume their investigation of McMorris Rodgers and publish findings before the election. Meanwhile, an attorney for McMorris Rodgers, Elliot Burke, offered the following comment on the Democrats' action. Quote, "We're sorry to see more frivolous allegations and information from the same source. From the beginning, the Congresswoman and her staff have fully cooperated with the Ethics Committee and will continue to do so should it have more questions." Unquote. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.